Welcome to the Young Hair Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Wayne Young. I'll summarize all the latest and best proven advances and advice for you to get the most out of your hair restoration. Each episode, I'll cover the most common questions about hair restoration and also the best ways to get the most out of your procedure. I keep it real easy, so let's get started. And welcome everyone. So today we're going to talk about eyebrow hair transplants. So let's think about that. Eyebrows and hair transplants. So quite simply, we take hair from behind the ear or some fine hair donor areas and we transplant it to the eyebrows. Now you say, why would you do that? Well, let's get right into it. So there are many reasons why mostly ladies need eyebrow hair restoration or hair transplants. The number one reason is they've been overplucking or they've just eventually lost their eyebrow thickness and shape over the years. Obviously, we need to exclude any medical reason why the eyebrows have lost their thickness. Especially in males who may lose their eyebrows, especially on the outer part of the eyebrows. This is a medical condition that could be related to their thyroid. So the important thing with eyebrow hair restoration is to define if there is any medical cause, and then it's all about design and planning, and it's a very, very personal decision about what type of eyebrows will suit my face, my eyes. And that leads us on to the importance of eyebrows. Eyebrows are really important to give your eyes a frame. The important thing is you need to have an appropriate density of the eyebrow to give you that definition and that shape. The shape is also very, very important. So obviously, depending on your face structure and also your personal cosmetic likes, you will be able to tell me what shape, what design, what density you would like. Recently, we had a gentleman who required an eyebrow hair restoration procedure, and he showed me some of his children's eyebrows, and he said to me, these are the eyebrows that I used to have 15, 20 years ago, and they subsequently obviously thinned over the years as he progressed in age. So when I assess eyebrow restoration, we think about, one, the shape, two, the density, then how long will they be? Where will they start? Where will they end? And if we discern these particular points, then we'll get to somewhere much, much closer to agreeing what should be done. And usually this requires obviously an in-depth consultation, multiple photos, drawing on the patient's eyebrows, showing them the mirror, and then also looking at previous photos of their eyebrows 5, 10, 15 years ago. Then the patient goes away and thinks about these plans that we've started. Then they'll usually send me more and more photos of a particular woman that will have a particular style of eyebrow. And then we'll work together to get the appropriate eyebrow shape, density, and design that most suits them. So you can see it takes a lot of thought, a lot of consultations, and a lot of planning. And this is the most important thing about eyebrow restoration, it's planning. In terms of the procedure itself, it's reasonably straightforward. We try to match the eyebrow hair with fine hair from either behind the ear or lower down the neck. And usually the nape of the neck here, very fine, and usually behind the ears is very fine here. Sometimes the patient's hair is very coarse and thick, then we may need to think of other areas, such as axillary hair or even arm hair. Usually it's not a problem to take hair from the head. So again, traditional FUE extracting appropriate follicles, I usually extract a long hair without shaving. Then we can implant these long hair follicles at the appropriate angle, shape, and density. And this is really important. These hairs need to be placed in the right distribution and also in the right plane so that they will grow as naturally as possible. This is quite fine and tedious work, which requires great care. But overall, most eyebrow transplants will take about 4 hours with me and my team. And after multiple checks, we'll make sure that the patient's all happy. And usually the patient leaves about 4 to 4.5 hours after their presentation to the clinic. Usual post-care guides we institute for eyebrow restoration is very similar to the hair transplants with some adjustments. Then we plan our post-care reviews and what medication the patient can take and can't take. And we usually have some special care to maximize the results for the eye brow hair restoration. Just one note, some of the other reasons why ladies would want to get a hair eyebrow transplant is that they've received many tattoos to the area and the tattoos do not take. They fade, they become orange, they become yellow. And then the patients will get another tattoo and another tattoo. Hence, they're left with this smudged coloring in their eyebrow region. And this is where you need to then cover this tattooed area of skin with hair. And I think most ladies will appreciate that this is a God-given send and will assist them with their appearance. Post-care guides, which are really important with eyebrow hair transplant, is particular taming of the hair and shaping and trimming of the hair as it grows a little bit longer than normal eyebrow hair. But we usually find after a year or two, this particular taming or trimming of the hair lessens as time goes by because the hair becomes more recipient dominant and takes on the character of the new region. So if you believe that you're in need of an eyebrow restoration or unhappy with your tattoo, it's fading, and also, or you'd like to improve your eyebrows in any way, shape, or form, feel free to email and contact us at info@younghair.com.au. Thank you, everyone. And thank you for your presence, and I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Reach out and like and follow us on Instagram. And if you would like a consultation with me, info@younghair.com.au. Please subscribe to this podcast to keep up to date. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.